Charles Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, 8531-48. Mr. Hughes, today is 11-4. This is a face-to-face evaluation. This will be shared with the hospice medical director. Mr. Hughes is a 77-year-old gentleman on hospice with senile degeneration of the brain. He also suffers from diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, non-ketoacidosis, hyperglycemia, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, as well as obesity and diabetic and sleep apnea, period. He's short of breath with any kind of activity. Because of that, his activity is very much diminished, period. He's mostly chair-bound, period. He has bowel and bladder incontinence, ADL dependency, period. Patient's recent blood pressure. Today's blood pressure is 140 over 78, pulse is 88, respirations 22, period. Because of his shortness of breath, his right-sided heart failure, and pedal edema, he's not able to walk very much. He has FAST score of 6E with a MAC of 30 centimeter. His PPS is at 40%. Period. Let me make sure these are all correct. Patient continues to show decline as far as his mentation is concerned. Period. Let's see if I said that right. His MAC is 27 centimeter now. Sorry, I don't know what I said, but it's 27 centimeter, which is down 3 centimeter compared to the August evaluation. There you go. That's important. His ultrasound stable at 96%, by the way. PPS is at 40%. I think I said that. His FAST score is now 7B as opposed to 6E. Patient sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day, period. He is bowel and bladder incontinent, as I said, period. Patient lives alone with the help of a caregiver, period. Patient would need to be in a nursing home if it wasn't for the caregiver, as well as the help of the hospice nurses and aides. Once again, he's oriented to person only. Overall prognosis remains poor for the Mr. Charles Hughes. Most likely has less than 6 months to live given the natural progression of his disease. Thank you.